Rabosa. Okay, I would like to just complete a few loose ends from the sugya. Mirth Hashem, next year we'll begin the next piece of Gemara. More to come. A lot of lundus in the next sugya, in yanim of Nemanus, in yanim of Bitul Chametz. So every sugya is really a tremendous yesodos that lie within it. Okay, I really want to come back to what we began in the sugya when we read the Gemara within Rashi. Having already gone through the sugya with the various Rishonim and various aspects of how to read the Gemara, as we've gone through carefully, the Shaila of the Gemara, the Tzadim of the Shaila, the Tashma from Mezuzah, the way the Gemara deflects the Tashma, how the Gemara ends up with the Yinyukfiris of Mesiris Mafteach and how that works and different Shitas, all of that is important to have clear. Now we have to go back to a very fundamental question, and that is, seemingly the Gemara has a Shaila, who should do Bedikas Chametz, the Maskir, for the reasons that the Gemara explains, because Chamir Didei, the Socher, because the reason the Gemara gives, because Bishusei, and the various ways to learn Pshat in the Shaila. So what happened to the Halacha Bedikas Chametz based on the concern? What happened to the issue of Bayir Abayi Matzei? Should we not be concerned about someone violating Bayir Abayi Matzei? And who is that someone? Let's figure it out. Whoever that someone is should do the Bedikas Chametz, because after all, you need to make sure that you're not violating Bayir Abayi Matzei. So what happened to the Din D'Oraisa? Apparently the entire sugya is avoiding the D'Oraisa issue and discussing the formal mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Bedikas Chametz. And the question is, what happened to the D'Oraisa? So we saw different approaches so far within Rishonim. Rabbeinu David really hits the nail on the head with the question. I mean, and this is where he runs with this question. He says, I don't understand the Shaila. That was our entry point into the sugya. When we began, the first thing to analyze after reading the first two lines of the Gemara is what happened to the D'Oraisa. So Rabbeinu David brings that point into sharper focus. Tama huzeh mazu she'ela. Nishu over Allah b'yirai. Matzei hu tzarech livdok. What's the Shaila? Elamai, the Gemara is asking Hagufa. The EF Shem Shalom, Mihu over Allah Bay Bay Matzei. Shem Gen, how you own the Ferish, Mihu over Allah. And then we should figure it all out. The Nafkamina Fabito, who has to do the, you know, whose Bay Roy is it? Rather, the Gemara's question is on the Bedika Drabana. And because of this question, the Rabbeinu David has a very important shita among Rishonim, and again, it's going to be coming up again on Davav, and it's going to be mentioned by the Ramban on Davav, but the Ran already holds his sway here. As you see, the Ran starts, the sugya says the same thing. Mid the Oraisa, neither the Maskir nor the Socher violates Bayir Abayi Matzei. And Rabbeinu David makes clear why that is. Bayir Abayi Matzei has two conditions. In order to violate Bayir Abayi Matzei, you have to have Bayirus. It has to be that you own the chametz, and it also has to be that the chametz is in your reshus. Both things have to be so. Therefore, neither violates by Rav Matzei zeh she'enu shelo, namely the socher doesn't own the chametz. It's chamira didei, it's chamira of the maskir, the zeh she'enu reshus so. But the maskir doesn't violate it because it's on his reshus. The fact that there's a schiras habayis, and again, the assumption is, as we saw already in the Ran and others, that there was a schiras that was chal before Yudalit, right? So basically, there was already a schiras. The house is somewhat already acquired for schiras purposes by the socher. And therefore, even a schiras lo kanya, that's going to be a sugya later on, but since the Torah says, well, you must say, so since the chametz is found in a reshus hasachur lesocher, that's enough to get the maskir off the hook, even though he owns the chametz. But the chametz is not reshuso because the Torah requires that it be accessible from that perspective. It's reshuso shel socher, it's not reshuso shel maskir. And that's why the maskir doesn't violate Bayir Abayi Matzei, because it's not reshuso. On the other hand, the socher doesn't violate Bayir Abayi Matzei either, because it's not shelo. And that's the drasha that we have. Shelucha yataroa. Vayira lucha so'or. Vayira lucha velo shel acherim. So acherim means it's not yours. Therefore, midaraisa, there's no Bayer Matse to speak about. So the entire sugya now revolves around a different issue. Now, these two points are very important, and there are many rayas that he brings. And again, we don't have the chance now to go through all the gemaras, but these are gemaras later on that the Rabbeinu David cites to prove this premise that neither the Maskil nor the Socher violates Bayer Matse. We're going to have to see more and more about this. Clearly, not all Rishonim agree with this. Based on this approach, in response to this question, the answer is our sugya is a different sugya, the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? There's a halacha mid Rabbanan that there has to be biur chametz shel Yisrael, even if there's no Baal Yerayim Matzeh on in terms of the technical ownership of this chametz, but chametz shel Yisrael has to be burnt. Even if it was Rishus Nachri over Pesach, it's owned by a Jew. So the Jew didn't buy by one matse, but it has to be destroyed. You're not going to do that to a non-Jewish chametz because you can't do that. It has to be only Jewish-owned chametz that has to be destroyed, and that's the Din Rabbanan. And this is how he concludes. A second Yaakov. It comes out, the bito, as far as the bito is concerned, would there be a bito here? Would it be necessary? Would anyone do bito? What does the Ben David say? No, because there's no point. What is Bito trying to do? To get rid of Bayi Matse? There's anyway, but no Bayi Matse. So you have a Bidikas Chametz without any Bito. Now, when I say Bidikas Chametz, what I really mean, of course, is Bidika Bir. And you could just as well have the question about Chametz that you know about, not Chametz you have to search for. It's all the same halacha, the same sugya. Al Nilavaya. Chametz Yadua. But neither one is over by Yerayim Matzeh on this Chametz Yadua. Zelfish Eina Shalom, Zelfish Eina Bishusa. Who has the mitzvah to be Mevayer that Chametz? So it's Bidikas Chametz to search out the Chametz that is Jewish owned, but it's not a Bayer Matzeh. And of course, ultimately the beer of that Chametz. Bito, who's speaking about Bito? No one's Mevatah this Chametz. No one needs to be Mevatah the Chametz. No one has a Bayer Matzeh. That's the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu David. I would say, Bodik Sarashi Vatel, yeah, that's the Genef, the classic halacha of the Dikas Chametz. But not this halacha. Zos HaBedika, Enet Zvichu Abito. The Chen V'din, the whole point, there's no chash of any kind. The mask is not living there, the socher, it's not his Chametz, he's not going to come to Daiti Lave. Someone raised a question the other day, he's not going to come to eat it either, okay. Interesting. But Lamai said there's no cause for Bito. Okay, this is Rabbeinu David. Yaakov, yeah.
Two questions. One, first, when Rabbeinu David, what's the reason for this takana?
So he doesn't tell you. One could have thought on their own, maybe Shalayav al Ocho, but that's not what he says. He doesn't say that, so I'm not going to assume that way. Doesn't say, it kind of leaves us with a little bit of a speculation. What is it? What is it based on? Midrabanan, they wanted Chametz Shel Yisrael to be destroyed. Okay, second question.
And then if this is his understanding, you're saying when we first did this, that the Bidika is really more just like a way of searching, more of a means to the end of this Takana of Kervan, then why doesn't the Gemara say, ask Al Mi Levaya? Like, this isn't really.
Okay, your point is well taken. He's asking, why doesn't it say Al Mi Levaya? In the Chanami, it's all the same halacha. Bidika is for the sake of beer. We all know Bidika beer. All it's a process. In a chenami, it's the same shaila. That's why I say chametz yadua. You don't have to search for. You know it. Be the same question. Who has to destroy that chametz yadua? This is Rabbeinu David. On the other hand, we have Rabbeinu Peretz that clearly disagrees. Rabbeinu Peretz sets up the sugya. Also bothered by the question, Bayer Bayer Matzeh, whoever has the Bayer Rush should have to do the Bidika. And who has the Bayer Bayer Matzeh, says the Rabbeinu Peretz, Kedava Pashut. Who has the Bayer Bayer Matzeh, Chaver, no? Who has it? No. The who?
The Masker.
The Masker. No, what's the Rabbeinu Peretz say?
The Maskir.
Why? So here we have to think a little bit. Why? it's not in his reshus. This is the bais of sachur. So there are really two possibilities. I mean, says the Rabbeinu Peretz, the imtoma might come by way. What's the question? Pshita dala maskilivdo dim lo kain yehi over bebay rabbi matzei kevan shehu shelo. It's shelo. It's not b'shuso. So you could say one of two things. You could say it's enough shelo. It's not b'shuso. But what about the shelo? It's shelo. And what else is shelo? The chametz is shelo. And where's the chametz found? In his body. Yeah, the bais has schiras to it, but that schiras is just schiras. It's just that. That's not enough to take away the bari by matzah. Rabbeinu David has this wild chiddush. Even though schiras is not absolutely a kinyan, schiras lo kanyo, we'll see more about it, but it's enough to say it's not accessible. It's not the lack of b'shuso is enough to take away bari matzah. No, the fact that it's bias shalo is enough to say you have shalo and it's in his bias. So you could say like that. And we'll see mashmos like that in the Marshal, we'll come soon to Rashi, that it's the fact that it's Shiloh and it's his bias, that could be Rabbeinu Peretz. But the emes is, again, wait for Davav. When you see Davav, we'll see Rabbeinu Peretz seems to go beyond that. Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion, these shittas are important shittas in terms of Bayur Rai Matzei, even if it's not even in your house, it's just you own it, it's not Hefka. It could be wherever in the world. It doesn't have to be in your bias. That's enough to put you in violation by your mamatzah. So then it comes out even more simple. It's not because it's your bias, it's because it's your chametz, and that's all that matters. So that's the problem of little parents. So what's the discussion of our sugya? Obviously, the maskir has to do the bedika, because he is otherwise violating by your mamatzah. Comes up little parents with this answer. He says, you have to set up the sugya with an okimta. You have to assume that the case is that there was bittul. Who did the bittul, of course? Who could do the bittul? We saw in Tosis, who could do the bittul? The one who owns the chametz, not the one who does own the chametz. So the maskir did bittul. But what's still a shaila is, but there's a bedika required based on dum asir lemecho minei. And the shaila now will be, who does the bedika midrabanan when there was bittul already. And then the further detail that he goes with Tosfos, because why does it say dafka b'yudalit? So he wants to put in the extra point, but there was already chal chiyuv on the maskir. So does that lift to go to the socher? Because presumably the socher is the one that we should be more concerned that he's going to be eating it on Pesach. So do we say that the chiyuv that was already chal on the maskir transfers to the socher? That's a further nekuda in the shaila. But in terms of framing the issue, we're discussing in Yonim Drabanan. Why not Doraisa? Because it was Bittul. Without Bittul, we'd have a real Bayi Bayi Matzah. Okay, so we have two Mahalchim so far in Rishonim, Rabbeinu David on the one hand, Rabbeinu Peretz on the other. And now we come to Rashi. And I'm trying to figure out what's Pshat in Rashi. So Rashi is very, very hard to pin down. B'chayra, you read Rashi. Rashi doesn't immediately comment on the Stadim on the Shaila so much. Rashi just says initially, Chamir Didei means that the chametz is belonging to him. The chametz should be bais shelohu. B'shusei kai, Rashi says, ata bais shelohu. Interesting Russian, bais shelohu. It's only sachor, but Rashi calls it shelohu. I don't know exactly why. Then Rashi leaves the rest for a little bit. The Gemara goes with a tashma from Mezuzah. Rashi explains what the Gemara means to say. You see, midi the mitzvah alei ramya, goes on the socher. The Gemara deflects the right mezuzah by saying it's a chobas hadar, because as Rashi elaborates, the chobas hadar idea is why the socher, bedafka, should be the one to make a mezuzah, put up the mezuzah, because misham raso, mezuzah provides a shmira. Who needs the shmira? The one in the house. And also beischa means the one who's going in and out, derech biya, biyascha. Okay, so Rashi did that. And then Rashi goes right from there and brings us back to the shaila here. And Rashi says, "Avol hacha bedikas chametz drabanan." And the shaila is how to read these words of Rashi. First of all, what he's saying, and how the words are flowing from what he said before. Because the Rashi began, I don't see a new girsa that's that changes it to a new Dibra HaMaskil. Rashi is flowing from what he just finished saying in explaining the Gemara. Chol v'asadar is what it is because of Misham Rasa and Derech B'yascha. Avol hacha. So via the Soch has to put the mezuzah. Avol hacha. But over here, you should know the following. What should you know? B'digas chametz rabbanan. Because as far as Bayiraya is concerned, so we know from the Gemara Medeis, the Dibito Ba'alma is enough. And what is bitul? Rashi goes on. What is bitul? Masach daite minei umashli ka'afra. Rashi is giving the whole shab bitul. Okay, maybe that's because we haven't spoken about bitul yet. It's the first time Rashi speaks about bitul. So Rashi gives you more about bitul. So he says, what is bitul? Chamira the beis hadein. Rashi learns bitul is on the chametz in the house. V'rabban who the atzvach bedika. Now the question is, hashtad ki hay gavna. In our situation, now is the question. Toros amimutim. So Rashi also is sort of clearing the perspective of the sugya in a similar way that we saw with the Rishonim, that no one discusses Bayrav Doraisa, that's out of the picture, because of bitul. And now the question is, Rabbanan, a matzrich bedika, the question is, as Rashi says, Torah zu amni muta. Okay, but what ultimately did Rashi see? What did he seem to imply? Were it not with bitul, then there'd be no question, because we know whoever has Bayirah has to do the Bedika, presumably with Bayirah. Okay, so who has the Bayirah? Rashi doesn't let us in on the secret. So far we spoke at very bekitzer, two ways to understand Rashi. What I tried to do today is take it to another possibility and see what the issues are with the two pshatim that we saw so far. One of the pshatim has really two ways to go with it. So it's really two that are three, and then we'll come with another one, which is 3/4, okay? The first approach was the Maharshal. Maharshal Chochmas Shlomo reads Rashi to mean that were there not to be bittul, who would violate by Yerah the mask here? And why would the maskir violate Bayirah, Bayimatse? So we could have said one of two things. Either because it's his chametz and nothing else need be said. I don't care where the chametz is. It's my chametz. And that's what Abinu Peretz says in Davav. The Mashal doesn't say quite that degree. He says, why would the maskir violate it? Because it's his chametz and it's his house. And that's important to recognize. In other words, it's not just the fact that you own the chametz, it's that the chametz is in your house. Even though it's the reshus of the socher, because of the schirus, but the mashal feels that that is not enough. The fact that it's your house, but it has to still have the fact that it's in your house. So therefore, Rashi means that if there would not be bitul, then there'd be a bayiraya of the maskir, and therefore, you would know that he has to do the bedika. There'd be no question who has to do it. That's the Maharshal. Yeah, we read the lesson already. We read it inside. That's on the one side. On the other side, you have the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham took Rashi to mean that, let me just think for a second. Let's just think out for a second. Just this, the implications of the Maharshal. That means that Rashi would hold that you violate Bayirah Matzeh, even though it's not in your reshus. If we want to take it even further, right, it could be not beyond the mashal, not just beso, even wherever it might be. There is maybe a bit of a raya from a later Rashi, this interesting Maran Malkum I'll give you now, that maybe Rashi holds, or maybe, if I care, maybe that if it, to the contrary, that, like the mashal, I don't mean, I see, like the mashal, that if it's not in your reshus, at all, not in your bias, you wouldn't violate by your emotion. Why? So Rashi later, second parak, Daf Chof Ches, they bring this, I think Rav Nachum brought this raya from a Rashi. It's a way of reading a Rashi. The Gemara has a shayla on Daf Chof Ches, when it says in the Mishnah for the Chachamim, Tashbisu is fulfilled to Mifara Bezoro Laruach. Rav Yehuda says Sreifa, the Chacham say Mefarah, crumble, Bezorah LaRuach, and then let it go, take into the wind, or Matil LaYam, or throw it into the sea. So the Gemara has a shaila how to read the Mishnah's lashon mefarer b'zol ruach omate layam and daf chav ches ibayiluhu. The Gemara says, does it mean mefarer b'zol ruach or mefarer b'omate layam? In other words, either way you need mefarer, you have to crumble it and let it go to the wind, or crumble it and put it into the sea, or maybe no, dilma mefar b'zol ruach, when it comes to throwing into the wind, you have to crumble, but matel yam could be by itself, because ultimately the yam is going to get it all spread out, and it's going to basically crumble mimela from the water. Okay, that's a shaila the Gemara. But what's clear to the Gemara, that mefarer is needed prior to zorel ruach. The shaila is only by matel yam, we have to crumble or not. So Rashi explains, why is it pashut to the Gemara that you have to first crumble the chametz and then throw it into the wind? Why can't you just throw it into the wind whole? That's what Rashi has to explain. Why it's mefarer for sure by Zara Laruach? So Rashi says, oh, Dilma, Laruach would divide Pir. This decided the Gemara that you don't have to do Pir for the yam, only for the Ruach. Only the Ruach did. Shema Yisbekenu Shalem, if you're going to throw it into the wind without crumbling, and somebody will find it and eat it, it's going to get all disgusting. It's going to melt by itself. It's going to fall apart by itself. So what did Rashi say? Why is it necessary when you're going to destroy the chametz for the chachamim to mefarer and then zorel l'ruach? Because otherwise someone could find it. So I ask you a simple question. Is that it? If you're not going to crumble it, where's your tashbisa? Where's your tashbisa? If you didn't crumble, you're throwing it whole. Where's tashbisa? So maybe you'll say because it's hefker. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Where's your tashbisa? So of course you have to. So what about you have to say? Because if you throw it whole, someone's going to find it. How do you destroy the chametz? So you're saying, Ari, because you could have tashbisa without physically destroying it, because what would the tashbisa be then, in effect? It's not your shis anymore. You see, if you hold that you don't violate by Rai Matze on chametz that's not in your shis, so once it's Laruach, so it's not in your shis. It's not your bias, it's nowhere. It's out there. It's not because you're masker it. It's because it's not your shis. That's tashbisu. In other words, being motzi from your shis, which means that it's not by your rabbi, masik, that could be tashbisu. Tashbisu betechem, kotel chachanim, could be accomplished as long as you're motzi from your shis. So interesting possibility. So Rashi needed to say, so why do you have to fire? Why is it pashut by the comes to the ruach they have to mefar first? Because a takala, someone could end up eating it. Okay, they have to mefar. But mitzad tashbisu, it would be enough just to be zorel laruach without tashbisu. That's maybe a raya from that Rashi. Nachum thought it's a raya from that Rashi. What the mashal assumed that that's Rashi here, right? That if it's not in your bias, then you wouldn't have a bayir or bayir matzah. And therefore, he says, but why would, without bita, why would the maskir be violated by your matzah? Because it's his chametz and it's in his bayis. Okay. So that's just interesting smach from that Rashi. Back to our Rashi. The other way to read Rashi is what apparently the Magen Avraham took from Rashi. Yes, Ari.
I mean, if that's really just as simple as tashbisu needs to be technically, then why is it ever rising to be Zora the Ruach also?
Like, yeah, well, you have to get it. Yeah, yeah, go put it in the garbage, right? In the public garbage. In the Chanami. According to this, in the Chanami, according to this, yeah. But, okay, so another way of saying it is throw it to the wind.
We need to just like specific examples.
Yeah, you're asking, basically, it would come out, in theory, if you sell it to a guy, for example. You think that should be tashbisa, right?
Or just throwing it away. Like.
Yeah. In a Chanami, according to this the Svara,
right.
If you took it and made it not longer in your rishus, that's tashbisa.
Right.
It's interesting. So we'll see more.
These are just some ways you could do it.
Yeah. But again, that would be a svara to say for Rashi, and that would be consistent with what the Mashal assumed, that he had to add the fact that it was Besa. Okay. If you hold like there being a person davav, that's not enough. You could have it as long as you haven't been mafkirin, as long as it's your chametz, it could be wherever, and you value by your mitzvah. Okay. The Magen Avraham at the end of Tav Lamed Vav read Rashi differently. He read Rashi that if there was no bittul, then the socher would violate by your Rabbi Matzah. And now the question is, why would that be? Why should the socher violate by Rabbi Matzah? What does the Magen Avraham mean? If there was no bittul chametz, there'd be a bari bari matzeh on the part of the socher. Now, before I explain what it could be, there are really two ways to learn it. Where's the Magen Avraham coming from? Why do he want to learn Rashi that way? I think it's important to read the Rashi and see why he thought that that's the pshat of Rashi. If Rashi says it, working right off of what he just finished saying regarding mezuzah. What did Rashi say about mezuzah? Chobas hadar, and over there, the socher is chayv in mezuzah. Says Rashi, right after saying that, Rashi continues, avol hacha, b'dikas chavos rabba. What's the avol hacha? What's the implicit question in avol hacha? The Rashi is now jumping off of socher being chayv because of chobas hadar for the reasons Rashi gives. Avol hacha. So the way that the Magen Avraham took the words of Rashi, why he learns that way, is because Rashi seems to say, oh, so that's the Socher Chai because he's Chobas Adar, so here too there should be a Socher because of Ayira. So Rashi's implicit question, the same way over there, there was a Chiyuv of the Socher to do the Mezuzah, so here too there should be a Socher because of Ayira. So Rashi's Aval Hacha is very much connected to what he just finished saying in terms of the Socher by Mezuzah. So they understood that Rashi's addressing why isn't there Bar Yerovi for the Socher Midaraisa? So why is it any different than Mezuzah that we said the Socher is Chai because of Chobas Adar? So to over here, the Socher is Chai because of Bar Yerovi. So Rashi's Aval Hacha, working off of Mezuzah, is implying that Rashi is trying to explain why the Socher doesn't have Bar Yerovi by Masi. That's what the Magen Avraham read in the Rashi. If we go with the other approach, the Mashal, or we'll soon see another possibility, the Mashal will have to say that Rashi's Avol Hacha is not connecting to before. Rashi got finished explaining the Chobas Hadar. Now, Hachamai, right? Rashi is now tracking Hachamai. What the Gemara really did, as we explained already, was the Gemara raised a question with two studim and didn't give enough of Yitzchak's answer yet. Because the Gemara says, wait a second, Tashma, what about Mezuzah? Doesn't that weigh in here? Especially if it's a raya from external to the shayla. It's not a raya within the two studim. It's a new point. So Rashi waits to elaborate on the shayla until we get that out of the way. Say Yeshua points this out. In other words, the Gemara reasonable strange. They asked him nothing about Yitzchak. Before reporting his answer, the Gemara goes with the Tashma, and the Tashma doesn't seem to speak to the issues of the two sides of the Shaila, but the answer is Nebuchadnezzar habayis midin the mitzvah reiramia. So what about that? So the Gemara says, no, it's because of Chobas Hadar, not because it's a mitzvah habayis. Okay, so Rashi explained it. Now Rashi's tracking the hachamai. So Rashi says Abul Hacha. So now that we took care of mezuzah, it's irrelevant to our issue. Now Rashi comes back and explains what the shaila is over here. So according to Mashal, it's not that Rashi was wondering what about the socher being chay by yirah, just like the socher is chay by mezuzah. It's we took care of mezuzah. Now we're back to our question. So it's a shaila. It's a question how you read the words of Rashi. Okay. So what is the pshat in the Magen Avraham? Why would the socher be chayiv in Bar Yerovi by Matzeh? I mean, Uchayra, it's the Maskir's Chametz, no? So the way it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, and it has a lot of issues, a lot of problems here, it seems to sound like the fact that the Maskir is Maskir the Chametz. Because he's giving over the house to the Socher to rent. And therefore, the Socher is Zoche in the Chametz. Because the chatzer, the bayis, is a chatzer, and it's rented to him. So the kinyan chatzer, he acquires the chametz. So Mela, it becomes his Bayir Bayimatzeh because his Chametz is now his. That's what it sounds like from the Magen Avraham. But everyone asks, the Prima Gadim assumes that that's what he's Bechor. A couple of questions. First of all, a person's Chametz is only Zocha for him if he wants to be Zocha in that thing. Who wants to be Zocha Chametz on Pesach? The Gemara says in Bava Basia, Isura lo nicholei delikni. A person wouldn't want to assume bayus on something that's us. Well, you can argue, but you still have time to eat it. So it could be at the time, there's still time to eat it. But there's another problem. This is what the Nesiva asks in the Kor Chaim on the Magen Avraham. He says, how could you say such a pshat? He quotes the Magen Avraham, Mistama hivkiro kishiyatza mimenu. Yeah, Mistama the masker was mafkirit. Temuim dvarav. The midvarav mashma da chometz havishel ha-socher kim shamaskir hivkiro v'kina'o ha-socher. No, everyone asked me a simple question from the Gemara. If that's what it means, no, so what's the problem in the Gemara? The Lashon Gemara is that, what does the socher have going for him that he should be chayiv? It's what it's birshuse. But whose chametz is it? Chamir didei is the maskir. According to this cheshbin, that the maskir is maskir the chametz, and the socher is the zocher in the chametz. And therefore, Rashi is wondering, should buy rabbi yimatzi for the socher because he's zocher in the chametz. But the Gemara says over here that it's not the chametz of the socher; it's the chametz of the maskir. It's the reshus of the socher. So how can you make a case that it's going to become the socher because the mafkir is mafkirit, and then the chatzir is koneh for him? Then it comes out that the chametz is the socher, not just the reshus of the chametz. Not that it's the reshus, so it's his. Oh, b'shas omar da'ala maskir libdok the chamir didei ala socher the isur b'shusay mashma da'ala socher ain shum chiyum mitam chamir didei mashma de'rav didei who rakshal hamaskir. So ask the Mekor Chaim, it's Taflam and Zayin Nos Gimel, and the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, for some reason, tried to work out that the Socher became liable by Rabbi Matzi because of the mechanism of the fact that the Maskir was Mafkirit, and then the Socher ends up as taking Bayrus of the Chametz. Doesn't seem to work in the Gemara. But there's another way to think about this approach of the Magen Avraham B'das Rashi, that Rashi's point is that it should be the Bayirah, the Socher. And not because the Maskir is Mafkir the Chametz, and therefore the Socher becomes the owner of the Chametz. No. The Chametz remains Chamir the day of the Maskir. But it's found in the Rishus of the Socher. And maybe Rashi holds, and here we're going to try to prove from other Rashis as well, and this is a famous Shita of the Gra. And again, it's against Rabbeinu David. Maybe Rashi holds that if there's chametz shel Yisrael, of Yisrael A, b'shuso shel Yisrael B, the person whose reshus the chametz shel Yisrael is violates by Rabbi Matzah, even if he doesn't own the chametz. Even zan mekabel achrayis, we'll see later sugya mekabel achrayis. Ay, it says shel chayya taroe, aval taroe shel achirin. That's the drasha that seems to suggest that it has to be owned by you. But if you look at Rashi and Daf Hei, Rashi explains what does it mean, shal acherin. Rashi says, shal nachrin. Which means, according to the Gra, Taf Mem Gimel, that if the chametz is owned by a nachri, then there's no bayira for the Jew. But if it's owned by a Jew, then the Jew in whose reshus the chametz is found, even if he wasn't the kabbal achrayis, but he, it's his reshus, it's Jewish owned chametz in the reshus of Yisrael, the one, the nifka, the one in whose possession the chametz is, in his reshus, violates by Rabbi Matzah. And here too, there's a smach from a later Rashi, that Rashi might hold this way, and they bring a Rashi and daf, Mem Vav Amid Beis, the top Rashi, and Mem Vav Amid Beis, when the Gemara is discussing a situation on Pesach, when you have baking, you're baking, and it could become chametz. You want to be mafish challah, but what's going to happen if you kore shem and the challah, it's going to become the kohens, some kohens. Could this be an issue of bayir bayi matzit? So Rabbi Yeshua's comment in that Mishnah is, so what do you do to prevent possible chametz here? If you call a shame on the challah, and then it becomes the Kohen's challah, and it becomes chametz on Pesach. Amar b'Yeshua, kapav mevavam beis, lo zehu chametz shemusharin alav b'bari b'ayim matzei. Not a problem. You can be mafish the challah, leave it till the evening, it becomes chametz, not a problem. No issue b'ayim b'ayim matzei. Lo zehu chametz shemusharin alav b'ayim b'ayim matzei. Says Rashi. Why? Once you mafish the challah and you call a shame on the challah, ukrok siv shalcha iataroa. The ze eno shalcha, the lo shalcha de recha. The akati lamata liyad kohen. Rashi says it's not yours and it's not your friend's. Because it didn't yet get to the Kohen, because there's no one single Kohen that has it. It's Shevet HaKohuna. It's not one particular Kohen. What did Rashi mean? It's V'lo Shalchavei Recha. What is that relevant? What did Rashi add? It's not Shalcha. Okay, you're calling Shem. It's not yours. That was your mafish. It's not yours. Because it's Kohanim. V'lo Shalchavei Recha. And what if it be Shalchavei Recha? Rashi says there's no single Kohen that you can say owns it. So what did Rashi mean by that? So Rashi sounds like he's saying that were it to be shayach to an individual Kohen, who would have a problem by Rai Matzei? The Jew in whose possession the chametz is right now found. It's not his, but it's Jewish own. Rashi says it's not yours, and it's not any individual Kohen. That's why it's okay. So that would be a raya to this idea that shalachaya taroa does not mean that if it's not owned by you, you don't buy by your matzah. It means shalnachrim or shalchaver, but if it, for another, but that's the miut. But if it's owned by another Jew, nevertheless, if it's in your rishus, you violate by your matzah. And maybe that's what Rashi would be saying here to tell me why did it have to be only a shalom on the drabban level here? And it had to be bittul because there is no bari rai matzei. Because why not that? It would have been a bari rai matzei of the socher because it's in his possession. It's Jewish owned chametz. So what's the case? The case has to be that there was bittul. The bittul was done by hilchora. Who was the bittul done by? Presumably by the maskir. The maskir does the bittul. It's interesting. So that would take away the Bari Bari Matzei of what? Of the Socher. That's what you see according to this. Truth is, we have to probe that also. Why is that true? Why would the Bittul of the Maskir take away Bari Bari Matzei of the Socher? Now we have to talk about how Bittul works. This is more for Amid Beis. In Bittul is a Hefker of sorts. So what is that going to mean? Bittul Maisa, so that it's not Jewish owned anymore. Okay, it's not Jewish owned. But if bittul is like Rashi says in Amud Beis, it's a ma'isa hashbasa on the chametz. The Torah says tashbisu. So who did the tashbisu? The maskir. No, but the socher, where's the tashbisu in terms of the socher? So you have to know exactly how would the bittul of the maskir, how you define the bittul of the maskir, how would that get the socher out of his bayir bayimatzei, the way we're learning according to the Gra, that Rashi's shita is, that if Jewish owned chametz b'shus any Jew, that any Jew violates bayir matzei because it's Jewish owned chametz. So the answer is it's not a derais anymore bayir matzei because it was bittul. Who's bittul? The maskir's bittul. But what is bittul? If bittul is a halacha of a ma'isa hashbasa, how does his ma'isa hashbasa take away if it's not really a hefker, still Jewish owned chametz? So good, he wouldn't violate. But how does that help for the socher not to violate? Interesting ha'ara to think of that. Okay, I have Ellie here and I have Ari here. Ellie, go.
Is the hashbasa a chiyuv on a person? Or like, for example, let's say someone just destroyed chametz. It's not like someone, like that destruct, my destruction of chametz is now considered just tashbitu for everyone.
That's what I'm wondering. So we haven't discussed hashbasa, we haven't discussed bittul yet. And we'll see it on the base more within Rashi. What is bittul? So if bittul is a form of hefker, we had the random dot base, And we had Tosis has a whole different idea of have a bit of the hefker of bittul. But within the Ran, for example, it's a hefker of sorts. So we have what to think about. It's enough to take away that category, quote, shalcha, shalcha meaning not you personally, shalcha Jewish owned, because there's this mechanism called bittul, which is like a hefker of sorts. It's no longer called shalcha Jewish owned chametz. So the maskir's bittul will now remove the bayiraya of the socher. But we're going to see on the days, Rashi has a different twist on what Tashbisu Bitu means. We see the Ramban, we see the Rashi. And we have to keep this question in mind. According to this Mahalach of what was saying, the Magen Avraham along the lines of the Gra, what you see in this Rashi is there's a Bitu of the Maskir, which removes the Bayira of the Socher. And if the Bitu means a Maisa Tashbisu, it's a new idea, how does that take away the Bayira of the Socher? That's my ha'ara. Ari.
Is it clear that what, and this was the Gra?
The Gra said his own shita, Taf Mem Gimel. The Gra holds that based on the Diuk of Rashi, shalcha shal acherim means shal nachrim, that you violate by your bayi matzei if it's Jewish owned chametz, even though it's not your chametz befrat, but it's in your reshus, you violate by your matzei.
So we're basically saying that the way we explain to the Magen Avraham and Rashi is that it just works with the pasuk of Balyur Balyur Matzei, and it's not excluded from that, like chametz shall not be would be. I mean, it just fits into the pasuk. No, not that there's like a svar of like ownership or something that makes them Balyur Balyur Matzei. Just technically, it's in your house, and that fits into the words of Balyur Balyur Matzei.
Yeah. Obviously, there are drushes and psukim, but shalucha ya taroa shalachirim only if it's so nachir.
So
if it's in your resource and it's not your bias, but that's right. Enough for
my question is that, so there's no why can we say that maybe the fact that's in your house is like, especially with the silver, there is some aspect of ownership. Granted, it's not a full. So that
what is the ownership? The ownership is the very fact that it's in his resource. He doesn't own it. That's our point. He doesn't own it, but for the standard for Bayi Matzei is not owning the chametz. The standard is that it should not be by you. Being your reshus, even if you don't have technical bayus, the exclusion is specifically shalcha below shalachirim if it's owned by achirim. So there's no standard, it's a new premise, a new parameter. It's not about bayus. Now, let's see if we can come back to, yeah.
Or maybe I think we're going to see this about.
The Kasha and the Magen Avraham, how could it be that he's Kone the Chametz? Then it's not just Chamir Didei of the Mask, it becomes the Soker's Chametz.
Right. Is that going with the, was he assuming like the Gra?
No. In other words, like this. Well, basically, have so far as two approaches that are like three. What does Rashi mean by saying there must have been Bittul, otherwise it'd be a Bayiroi? Does Rashi mean Bayiroi of the Mask here? That's the Marshal. The Marshal adds because it's Beso. That was a separate discussion, but that's one pshat in Rashi. If you read Rashi that way, then Rashi's discussion now is unrelated to what he mentioned before about the Socher's Chiyah Mezuzah. It's just now Rashi coming back and setting up the issue over here in terms of its parameters. So the point of Rashi is you should know there's no Bayira of the Maskir because of the Bittul. The second approach is to read Rashi that were there no Bittul, there would be Bayira on the part of the Socher. Now that could be explained in one of two ways. The way it seems in Magen Avraham, it's that because what happens is the Maskir is Maskirit, the Socher is Zocher in the Chametz, and that's why it becomes the Bayira of the Socher. That's problematic because the Gemara says that it's not the Chametz of the Socher, it's the Chametz of the Maskir. That's the problem with reading it that way. The other way to take the Pshat of the Magen Avraham in Rashi, it's not, the Magen Avraham seems to be saying, but it's along the lines of the Gra. That a person who has chametz in his reshus, a Jewish person who has Jewish-owned chametz in his reshus, but it's not his own chametz, even if you're not mekabel achrayis, but that's enough to put you in bayi matzei. And that could be the Rashi on that nemvav by the case of the chala. The Rashi had to say it's not shalcha, and it's not shala of the kohen either, because it's not one individual kohen that has it yet. Who cares about that? It's not shalacha. The answer is no. If it would be an individual coin owning the challah, then you'd be violated by Bayi Matzei. That's the Rashi Menvav. The Rashi Shalachirim. That Rashi says Shonachrim. So that would be along the lines of the Gra. And therefore, again, this is against which Rishon, obviously, what I just said. This entire assumption is against which Rishon that we began with. Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David took for granted that not the maske, not the socher, violated by my matzah. In other words, the maske because it's not in his rishus, and the socher because it's not shalom. According to Rabbeinu David, shalcha means shalcha, not just because it's acherim, it's not yours. And we're saying now, Badas Rashi, within the deal of the Magen Avraham, reading a Rashi, the Rashi is saying it had to be that was a case of Bito, otherwise it'd be a Bayeroa, and we know who does the Bidika. Who's Bayeroa? The Socha. So far we have two Pshat and two readings of Rashi, which really three ways to read what it would mean, what why would there be a Bayeroa, and whoever has a Bayeroa. Yeah.
We answered the question of Please,
that was our next ha'ara. How would the bito of the maske necessarily work for the socher? But I'm just leaving it as a ha'ara. Now, Yaakov Sober, you there? Yaakov Moshe, you there somewhere? Good, I see you. Okay, you asked me a gevaldig kasha yesterday. Yeah, I'm just looking at you right now. Okay. And this is a kasha that I think is mamish has to be addressed. Because both of these pshatim, whether we read Rashi like the Mashal, that without the bittul there'd be a bayira of the maske, whether we read out derech the Magen Avraham, without the bittul of the maske there'd be a bayira of the socher. Chayrus is going to lead us into problems vis-a-vis how we explain Rashi and Daf Beis and Aleph pshat in the Mishnah. And what do I mean? We had a shayla as follows. Let's go back to Rabbeinu David versus Rabbeinu Peretz. I had a question. I asked the first shiur that we gave earlier in the week on Monday. Rabbeinu David had a simple question in looking at this sugya. What's the shaila here about who does bedika socher versus maskir? Who has bayira? Whoever has bayira does bedika. And the Gemara doesn't ask him beside that who has bayira, who does the bittul. The Gemara asks a shaila bedika drabana. Because of this question, Rabbeinu David says he should know, my shita is, nobody has bari rabbi masi, midarais. So, ho alachad rabbanan, because Racham want you to burn chametz to show Yisrael. Why does he have to run to that conclusion? Rabbeinu Peretz, tells Rabbeinu Peretz, says a very simple way around that question. Really, there's a bari rabbi to speak about, but there's bittul. So, Rabbeinu David assumes that neither one is Bayirah. Maybe Rabbeinu Peretz is right. Maybe the masker is Bayirah. That's what he assumed. Because of Beis Ovi. Without Beis Ovi, whatever it is Bayirah the masker. But why is there no discussion of that? Why is it only a Shiloh who should have? Because it's talking with Bittul. Why could Rabbeinu David entertain a simple solution to resolve the question that he was asking? Why is he therefore have to prove from here that obviously neither one is Bayira? No, maybe one of them is Bayira by Matzi, but talking Bittul. And we suggested the following, because it goes back to understanding what's the relationship between the din Bayira Midoraisa and the Bidika Drabana. The Gemara says, on the days over here, actually, after all, and also later on the Perek, the midaraisa bebitul ba'amasagi. The dikas chametz rabbanan. Midaraisa bebitul ba'amasagi. What does that mean? Midaraisa, you do bitul, you don't have bayira. However that works, but bitul takes care of bayira in matzah. The rabbanan, you need to do bedikah. So Tosfos and Beis Hamidrash Aleph took that to mean that the entire halacha of dikas chametz has nothing to do with bayira in matzah. It's halacha midrabanan because chachazal were concerned shema yavol ocha, and therefore even for chametz nukshe that there's no bayira bayimatse, but lemaisa you could come to eat it even though it's not kares. But lemaisa the shema yavol ocha entails all chametz you're not allowed to eat on Pesach, even though there's no shayches to bayira bayimatse. Tosfos says a menal. That means the bayira bayimatse is no longer part of our discussion. The new halacha midrabanan. Takana, bedikas chametz shema yavol ocha. That is what Tosfos said. However, we read the Rashi. Rashi right away comments on the Mishnah and says, why you do bedika? Shelo yavol bayira matzah. So Tosfos was all over Rashi. What do you mean? Midaraisa mitabal masagi. Habodi sarach shiyavatel. So what did we say in answering for Rashi? So Lemaisa, the Ran discusses this by Richas, as we saw. The Ran himself says that it could be that the Takana Boisach Yevatel was only afterwards. It wasn't Bisman Mishnah, so it could be the Mishnah is without a case of Bittul. But we said more than that. It's not Pshat. It could be that the Takana was or wasn't Bisman Mishnah, but Lemaisa Pusa could have been the Vatel, right? And in a case where it did Bittul, would Rashi's words have any measure of validity to them? If a person did Bittul, that removed by Rai Matzeh. So how could Rashi say that you're doing Bidika Shalo Yavar Bari Matzeh? And we said, it doesn't matter. Rashi doesn't have to start telling you how come I have skin without Bittul. As far as Rashi is concerned, the words are completely correct. Whether there was Bittul, whether there wasn't. It's certainly good. Without Bittul, certainly is correct. And if there's no Takanas Bittul yet, certainly Rashi is very comfortable saying what he said. But Rashi doesn't have to bend over backwards and say, by the way, if there was Bittul, then it would be different, be something different. Because it's no different. The difference is only the level. Because what it means in the Gemara, that midaraisa bittul ba'amisagi, drabanan, b'digasam drabanan, is a way of saying that midrabanan b'bittul ba'amalosagi. In other words, that was bittul accomplished, midaraisa, and we thought it removed by Matzeh, come to Chachamim, because of whatever their reasons. And you could attribute all kinds of possible reasons to it. And by the way, if you want to put it to the mix, I can grant you that. But it's not, but that's not what the Takana was. That's just the reason for the Takana. But the Geder Hadin Takana of Bedikas Chametz was Bibito Ba'ama Lo Sagi. In other words, we're back to that. We haven't solved the problem yet. The underlying issue of why you need to have Bittul has not been solved with Bittul. In other words, we're still considering looking in the face of a Bari Bari Matzeh. We still have a Tashbisu in front of us. Maybe not on a Daraisa level, maybe on a Drabanan level. But the Chachamim was saying, we still have to plug that hole of Bari Bari Matzeh. We're not going to allow you to just suffice with Bittul. Our problem is still a problem here. It's the underlying issue that's still here. Okay, maybe Midaraisa was taken care of. Midrabanan, we're not going to allow that to be a good fix. We need to get rid of Bari Bari Matzeh still, even after Bittul. That's why Rashi can say, Shelo Yah Bari Bari Matzeh. And Maisa, I want to share with you a very interesting Maramakom. I found a note of Yehuda, Arachayim Tinyana, Arachayim Simen Samach Aleph, toward the beginning of the Tshuva. Mamish says this, not in terms of the first Rashi, but in terms of his discussion of making a bracha, Bedikas Chametz, during Pesach. And he says, you have to assume that there's a tashbisu. He says, even during Pesach, because he wouldn't make a bracha b'dikas chametz if it was just a bayir bayir matzeh. And he explains in that context, he says, how can you make a bracha b'dikas chametz when we do b'dikas chametz? And he says, because he says, the chachamim are saying that we still have a bayir, we still have a tashbisu. That's what he says, mamish nizvart. I read you a line or two from the Nodeb Yehuda. He says, b'toch haregel, shehi mitzvah shelo yirah chametz b'shuso hakavana, kevan sheyesh az lav de bayirah, memelu yesh asey de tashbisu. I want to find the key words here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Umasim mevarchin al bir chametz afil kfar bitlo. Kimavor b'magen Avram tav kubav. Nilin estaiti kevan sheyesh mitzvah deoraisa detashbisu. Ve'af shebitel mikol makom. Kevan shetiknu chachanim shabitel lo yo'il. Im kein medivreihem nisha mitzvah detashbisu. That's what he says. He talks about it from Tashbisa. We're talking about Mitad Bayirai. He makes a big deal. Tashbisa was what Machai the Bracha. But Rashi could have said Tashbisa also in Beit HaMidrash. But for us, it's Bayirai. It's the same idea. Tashbisa, Bayirai. But what does he say? The Chachamim basically said that it's still a Tashbisa. It's still a Bayirai. It's not a new din of Bedikas Chametz. No, if that's Pshat, then I understand Rabbeinu David very well. Why did Rabbeinu Peretz have a good answer? We solved the issue of the Raisa because of Bittul. Now we can discuss the details of the din, B'dikas Chametz Rabbanan, did the Chiyuv remain, and so on. Because the Rabbeinu Peretz goes out there, Chatosos. that the yisod of bedikas chametz is what? It's totally over the ochlo. It's a whole different halacha. The bar yirah out of the picture. So we did bito. Now we have a new halacha. Bedikas chametz b'rabban. Somebody over the ochlo. Now we have whatever shayla we have. Beautiful. Rabbeinu David couldn't go that way. Because Rabbeinu David will go all derech the way we are masbir within Rashi and the Ran. And even if you throw in Shema Yabal Ocho, it's not that per se that's the takana, that's the chshash. It's that because of whatever the reasons, could have been Shema Yabal Ocho, whatever the reasons. But what did Chaman say? They said, Bebito Be'amalo Sagi. What they said was that the Bayira, the Tashbishu is still here. You haven't solved it. The Bito hasn't done the trick. And therefore, Rabbeinu David will hold that even if you say the case was Bito, you haven't gotten out of your problem, because what's the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara is, who has the mitzvah bedikas chametz? The answer should be, who has it? The one who has the Bayira, the one who has the Tashbisha. Who has it? Let's go back to the Oraisa. I just bito, but it's no different. It's just that after bito, it's like before bito. The chametz said, we still have our issue. So the middle David couldn't simply say that bito solves the problem, because all bito does is it just brings it down to a drabbanan. But whatever is the issue, a Bayeroya, a Tashbisa, should still be the relevant party to do Bedika. Rabbo said, remember that it was from Monday. That was before we did the whole Sugya and so on. Now we come back to Rashi, Rabbo said. And I have a problem. Whether I go with the Magen Avraham and the Gra, whether I go with the Mashal. This is Yaakov's question from yesterday, right? Correct? I don't care which Pshat I'm going to say, but this is not going to screw with Rashi Dabeis. Because Rashi Dabeis, the way we learned it, is that Rashi's Yesod is that the Din Drabanan of Bedikas Chametz is all patterned after the Doraisa, so you haven't plugged the hole, it's still Shalom Yavah Yavashah. So what did Rashi say by saying that it's a case of Bito? So what? But whoever has the Bayeram of Doraisa would have the Din Bedikas Drabanan. What did Rashi gain? So what does this show? That we're, all of this is incorrect? Scratch everything we said, according to Rashi as well. It's really Halacha Nutakana Shalom Yavah. Is there any way to save Rashi or save what we said for Rashi Dabeis with Rashi over here? So, to me, it seems the only answer is to try a new pshat in Rashi. Not the Mashal, not the Magen Avraham. And this I was led to by the Torah Chaim, but we'll elaborate on Shmuel Rizavsky's Masbir in his own way. So, Torah Chaim basically says it. And that is a very interesting word. Basically, the chidush that we saw in the Marshal within his pshat will grant that to Rashi, and we had a raya from a Rashi later, if we remember, from Rashi and Dafchav Ches, Rav Nachum, right? So we'll grant that to Rashi. And the chidush that we said within the Gra, the Magen Avraham's reading of Rashi with the Gra, that Rashi holds that even if you don't own the chametz, if it's in your rishus, you're chayiv, and you're vayi by your matzei, and we had a raya from that from Rashi, we'll grant that to Rashi as well. Now, we'll take the assumptions of both pshatim that we said so far, and we'll put it into Rashi as follows, because it's strange that Rashi didn't tell us who has the Bayir Bayimatzah. You know why Rashi didn't have to tell you? Midoraisa? Because who would have it Midoraisa? Not the Maskir alone, and not the Socher alone. Who would have it Midoraisa? Both! So therefore, what Rashi would be driving at is the following. Were there not Bito here, there could be no Shaila who has to do Bedika. Because if they both have Halacha Bayiraya Midoraisa, then what are you asking? Who has to do it? They both have to do it. A fire is burning. Go put out the fire. No one's going to look at the other one. Who should have the mitzvah more? They both have an obligation. They both have to do something. They have to intervene. It's by your Rabbi Matzei. You couldn't ask a Shaila Midoraisa, oh, who should do it? There's a reason for his Rabbi Yerub, the Maskir, for his reason, because it's Chamir Didei and it's his house, with the Mashal. There's a reason for the Socha, because it's Chamit Shal Yisrael B'Shus. Okay, so there's a course for everybody. But there's a course for every Midoraisa. Then there's no Shaila anymore. Midoraisa. Each one of you has a Rabbi Yerub pending. Go deal with it. So why is Mar asking a Shaila who has the Bedika? The answer is we're not talking Midoraisa. Midoraisa we take care of. How's that? It was Bittu. Now, there's Halacha Midrabanan. Now we know Midrabanan, there are kulas, there are parameters. The Chachamim created a paradigm called Bedikas Chametz. It's a Seder Bedikas Chametz. It's patterned after a Din Doraisa. They said that the Bittu doesn't help completely with the Seder. But there's kulas within the Chachamim. The Chachamim have a way of structuring the takana. The takana was to leave intact the deraisa. But what happened, the deraisa, it's all a free-for-all. Someone's going to do something. It's a structure. The Chachamim have to now deal with, okay, who did they... They both have a potential by Yerah Midaraisa, but we took care of the Daraisa. Now we're Drabana. Now we're down one notch. The Chacham have to decide who to impose the Tiracha on. That's Rashi's words. Beautifully, reads Rashi beautifully. Rashi doesn't have to give us the secret. That's what's beautiful about this pshat. According to Marcel, Rashi didn't tell us explicitly who. According to the Magen Avraham, Rashi didn't tell us, except that maybe because Rashi spoke about the Socha before, he didn't have to tell you. The answer is Rashi meant both. Rashi, in fact, means that whether or not Bittul, there'd be a problem by Yerah. And then, of course, there's no Shaila here. There's a by Yerah. Then everyone's going to deal with it. You can't start asking who should do it. There's a Didoraisa that each one of you has a pending by Yerah there. Someone's going to deal with it. So there's no Shaila on me. On me, Livdok. You can't ask on me, Livdok, on a Doraisa by Yerah. Where can you ask on me, Livdok? The Chachamim have halacha takanas bedikas chametz. Of course, the Bedikas Chametz is Shilo Yav Bayerai Matzri. But here, the issue is both of them could potentially have Bayerai Matzri without the Bittul. Now there's a Bittul. Now there's a Seder Bedika. Now I have reason to think that the Tircha should be more imposed on one than the other. But the Takanas Bedika, which is now a notch down, it's not the raging fire that we had before with the Doraisa Bayerai. It's the Takana Drabanan, patterned after Bayerai. Okay, good, but now the Chachamim can say, we're going to assign the Tircha for Maskir for his reason, or for Socha for his reason. It's a whole new way to read Rashi. And then the Rashi can be very much consistent with what we said before, with Rashi Dabez. This comes away with a whole new, this is basically the Torah's Chaim makes this, raises the possibility. But it comes out that we get the best of both in terms of the Chidush. Again, it's going to be the exact polar opposite of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David took for granted that neither the Maskir nor the Socha is Ba'i Rabbi Matzeh, right? The Mashal took for Rashi that the Maskir is Ba'i Roya. He said, they so who? The Magen Avraham, and then with the Gra, we assumed that the Socha is Ba'i Roya Matzeh. And I was saying that for Rashi, in fact, there's grounds for both to have a Derasa Ba'i Matzeh. Once it gets becomes a Drabanan, now we can ask a Shaila, Torah's Lo Amin Muta. This is what I wanted to bring in for today in terms of just the last thread of the Sugya. Having gone through the whole Sugya, now we come back to Rashi. It's like a Panim Chadashos in Rashi, that comes out that Rashi doesn't have to be a contradiction to how we learn Rashi in Daf Beis. The other ways to read Rashi, with Choru, we're going to have a problem. And that's why Rabbeinu David couldn't say what the middle parish said. Why can Rabbeinu David assume both are going to be chayiv? Okay, that would be too much of a chiddush for him to take on, right? Okay, so you'd assume one or the other, and he didn't assume that either one would be correct, because then you'd have the answer would be clear. Whoever has the Doraisa. So you hope both have it, and you have the advantage of saying both have a Doraisa and Midrabanan, and we can discuss who has the mitzvah of Midrabanan. Okay, any questions before we do Chumash? Yes, Ari.
Did you hear that
so this is a good question. The truth is, full disclosure, you have to look carefully at Rabbeinu David earlier and later and see if what we're saying is Eisgehalt and Rabbeinu David. We are assuming, and I'm willing to be challenged on this. You can bring me Makoris. What is Rabbeinu David's shita about Takanas B'Digas Chametz? Right now, I'm standing behind it, but I'm open to maybe, you know, if you can. He mentions Shem Yavol Ocho as well. So that's why I kept bringing in. I'm not convinced that Shem Yavol Ocho has to be against the point. It doesn't mean it's a new takana Shem Yavol Ocho. It's just that Shem Yavol Ocho is a reason why the Chachamim made it that the Bittul didn't solve the problem. We have such a mashmos in Rashi later, from the Gabi after Pesach, you remember, from the later Mishnah, that even the Shem Yavol Ocho, but if, you know, whatever, that wouldn't be its own reason. It has to still have the shaykhs to buy your matzah, and then you can always say, because of Shem Yavol Ocho, they made the takana to do bedikah, that it's not good enough to take care of your matzah. But, you know, Chanami, Rabbeinu David, you have to go more carefully in Rabbeinu David and try to find it. Okay. Oh, wait, there we are, go. Yeah.
So, I don't understand how it gets around the issue of the same person that doesn't.
The Pashtas, the Bittul would have to be for the Maskil. The only question, I guess we can revisit the question from before. How does the master's bedika take care of the same question we had with the Magen Avraham and the Gra? How does the master's bittul take care of the bayira of the socher? That's kind of what we have to still come back to. Yeah. Unless you say the socher can do his own bittul, even though. But the thing is, how can he do it? He's not owning the chametz. Tosis assumes he can. Maybe for Rashi it should be okay. Maybe for Rashi, I'm just thinking loud with you. Maybe for Rashi, if the basis for the bayira bayimatzei is like the Gra. And bitu just means to be mashbis the chametz belave and to say it's like offer, it's not a new chalos of hefker. Maybe the socher could do it too. Maybe. So maybe Rashi could mean that the bitu is of the socher. The truth is, both say we're going to start a new Gemara, Mir Hashem, on Sunday. But there is one maramakim, the new Gemara, Rush, that's going to sort of tie back to this question of whose bitu are we talking about in our Gemara. Until now, we're assuming the Tosfos took for granted only the maskid does bitu. But there is a mashmos in the rush. We're going to soon see next Gemara that maybe the socher can do bitul and the shayla is, how could it be? He doesn't own the chametz. But we'll have to see maybe in that question that you're getting on.
Yes. Maybe I misunderstood that what to be explained, but whenever it seems like there's like a burning fire and the tear dough rice by
yeah.
The West, therefore you can't.
No. So then you can't ask a shayla which of these two individuals has the mitzvah. Because if there's a Each one would be in violation by Rabbi Matzei because of the situation, then there's no structure and order and who should do it. The idea, when you have a takana drabbanan, you have a takana drabbanan, you could say, who did the chacham impose their mitzvah on? When you have an issur d'oraisa, then it's not like you can, okay, you have to do it. No, you both have to do it. Who's going to go first? Kazari is called them, you know, but there's no Shiloh al mi livdo. Al mi livdo can only make sense if you're talking about a structured din, even if it has to do with the value of it. It's a chacham's takana. Midoraisa, it's the fact that the absence of, if you don't intervene, there's going to be a violation for you and for you. So what do you mean al mi livdo? There's no al mi livdo. Obviously, you both have to go and do it, the sooner the better. So it's not no al mi livdo, midoraisa. If you're talking about without bitul, it's no shayla mi livdo. Maybe you should do it. No. You both have a bayira that's going to be violated if you don't step in. So of course, whoever does it, does it. Someone's going to deal with it. So each one should be the first one in, not let you do it first. It's like a raging fire, that the mashal I gave you. It's only once it gets brought down to a takana, a structured takana. Now we could talk about, okay, so Lamaisa, the Chamsa Bitta doesn't help us. But now we're faced with a Drabbanan, but both of you would have had a Bayer Bayamatsi, but now we have a Drabbanan. Now it takes on a different flavor. Within the Takana Drabbanan, who would we want to impose more readily our Chiyuv on? Because now it's on the, just like the Chamans have, just like in other days, there's Kulas on the Chachamim. You can be Maimon, a person who's not otherwise credible. Hanur Bayam Drabbanan, there's Kulas. But the same way this coolest in a lot of things, and it's a cool over here, we can tell you, okay, you won't have to do it, the other one will do it. Just like this coolest in Takana. So okay, so we'll have you do it, not him.
But it's not just about who has to do it. Obviously, that's at play, but we're talking about
Think about it. If we're talking about a midaraisa, then it's not shaykh to say you or you. Both of you. Once it gets reduced to the Rabbanan, so now the Chachamim can play with on their own terms. Just like there's going to be all kinds of tweaking on the Chachamim's level. This is, we're believing you on this, it's a Din Rabbanan. So the Chachamim can decide, you do the work, you do the Tircha, you do the Bedika. You know, is it, we're both saying, maybe I'm not making myself so clear about this. Everyone here in the Nakuda? It's a little subtle, but I think you can hear it. Lamaisa, it's not a. It is drabbanan now. It's we're reducing it to drabbanan. So now the chachamim have to create a structure within their takana. So now it's not just whoever does it. Now the chachamim say you do it or you do it. Torah zol mimuta. That's the words of Rashi. I'm getting it from the words of Rashi. I'm not going my own direction. I'm putting it into the words of Rashi. Yes, Ellie. Yes.
Rabbi, why can't we just say that the reason, so let's say Bidik, the reason why is because Midirabanan Bidil Osagi. So why can't we just say that now we made this Takana, so now it doesn't matter what the reason is for, the Takana is there. So just because you could, let's say you do Beitel, there's still that Takana Midirabanan there.
Because without this extra twist that we're saying now, ultimately, that was our point. Whatever, if the Chachamim are saying in the Takana that we have not solved the problem with Beitel, then whoever problem it was pre-Beitel should be the one that after the Takana should have to follow up. Okay, let's do a little Chumash, okay? A little bit of time.